Yukon student government leaders resign because they are white. By Tom Sikata on July 19, 2020. The president and vice president of the Yukon student government resigned this month on the basis of their skin color. Vice President Alex Osse said that she stepped down to make room for Black, Indigenous, and people of color to step into leadership roles. According to a report by the College Fix, two leaders of the Yukon student government resigned so that their positions could be filled by minority students. "I feel that it is my duty to step down from my position to make space for BIPOC, Black, Indigenous and people of color, voices to truly rise and be heard. It is my responsibility to make space, not to create an echo," student VP Alex Osse said. Osse even encouraged her peers to follow her lead. She suggested that every white member of the student government should step down so that their position could be filled by a minority student. "I am asking all members of USG to truly consider their intent in holding their positions, and to urge everyone to truly think if they are making space for the voices that need to be heard right now," Osse added. "I call upon the senators and executive board to consider also stepping down to make space for BIPOC voices." University of Connecticut student government president Joshua Crow also stepped down in July. Crow suggested that his decision to step down would provide a platform for marginalized groups. "It is important in this time to ensure that marginalized groups have the platforms they need," Crow wrote in a statement. "It is my hope that my stepping aside facilitates this." Confusingly, Crow's replacement, Will Shad, is also a white male. Shad, however, claims that he will only serve in an interim capacity. Shad said that he will immediately schedule elections so that students can vote on new leaders. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.